He is Jalen Anthony Rose.
What up, dog?
I'm David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in.
Together with Jalen Jacoby, what is it that we do?
We give the people what they... I'm going to play the music. I was trying to wait. We get a...
Jalen, the All-Star reserves have been announced. LaMelo Ball needs to be an All-Star.
He will be.
So here's what I'm going to say.
What's that?
You pointed this out to me, especially when it comes to things like All-Stars and snubs and things of that nature. If we're putting LaMelo Ball in, who do we take out? Would you put LaMelo Ball in and take out Fred VanVleet?
Who are the other guards?
Darius Garland. Chris Middleton. I'm taking Garland out, putting Ball in. These are all great players. There's a reason we're having this conversation. But if we're going to ride for LaMelo, you got to take somebody out.
I would take VanVleet out. Probably.
I would say that's probably fair because of the records, the team records.
And just because of the variety of Melo's game. Like, he's not just giving me the 20 points, but he's also giving me the rebounds and the assists.
The 7 rebounds is really what jumps off the page to me.
And he's called upon to be the face of the franchise, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy for Fred VanVleet. That's one of my guys. I think he's the only undrafted All-Star since Ben Wallace.
Interesting. I think he's got the biggest contract for an undrafted player in the history of the league.
That part as well. And so, like, he's a groundbreaking player for what he's been able to accomplish in the league. But we're splitting hairs either way. I'll tell you why.
All great players.
One of them going to get KD spot. Either way.
Yeah.
So, Melo's
going to be in. It's got to be Melo, though, right?
Melo going to be in.
Jared Allen, you put him in over Melo?
Jared Allen's not an All-Star.
No.
Darius Garland deserves to be an All-Star because the Cavs are doing so very well. And he's an ascending young player that has the potential to be an All-Star for many years to come. And so the guys like a Jared Allen, I don't look at him as a snub.
So I've been a Jared Allen stan for years, ever since he was introduced to the league. However, I don't think I've ever seen Jared Allen like create his own basket. You know what I mean? Like, I've never seen him be like, yo, Jared, go cook. You know what I mean? Jared, you got a mismatch. Get it done. Like, he doesn't really create his own buckets. So, to me, that's why I like players like LaMelo over him.
Well, if you were going to describe his offensive game, you would say it's basic service. You know, catch, finish, rinse, and repeat.
And he's great at it.
You know, offensive rebound, put it back in there. Defensively, change, block, contest every shot. And him and Mobley as twin towers have been terrific for the Cavs. And shout to J.B. Bickerstaff. I'm glad that he brought some excitement back to that franchise and they're hosting the All-Star game this year. So that's always a good look. But I believe Melo will get in.
Mm-hmm.
But the bigger point that can't get overlooked is – we're slowly chipping away at the Nets. And here's what I mean. When KD's not playing in the All-Star game, that means he's injured. When Kyrie's not playing in the All-Star game, it means because initially he wasn't playing with the Nets because of the COVID restriction and they didn't allow him to be a part-time player. And then they made him a part-time player. And obviously, he's an All-Star perennially, but because of that, he's not in the game either.
Jalen, can I say something out loud?
Sure.
I've been a big fan of the Lakers and the Nets. They've got 3 superstars in the playoffs. Game slows down. A lot more isolation. A lot more game planning. You can't game plan against just individual talent with the basketball. Both of those franchises, I've been very patient with. And very confident in. I'm starting to lose my confidence.
That's why I turned down the street.
I'm starting to lose my confidence.
When you're around All-Star break, Jacoby, and your big threes only play together twice this year.
Twice, dog.
Like, there's something to be said for chemistry. It don't matter what you plan. You can have the same spades partner. You can tell when they got a good hand or not.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the chemistry.
Also, because
of playing.
That cheated spades, another way.
For so many years. Same thing with this show. You can read my body language. I can read your arm movements. I can anticipate what you're going to say. There's something to be said for chemistry. Can't force it. You can't fake it.
You got to develop it over time.
And they're extremely talented.
Have they developed the chemistry over time?
But when you've only played two games together this season.
Twice.
That ain't a when things get tough.
Once was against Cleveland and they lost too.
Yeah, but that's not a recipe for when things get tough and the team goes a 10-2 run. That you're going to then be able to get like four or five stops in a row.
Or if you're down 0-2 in a playoff series.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And so Miami, Milwaukee, they ain't losing to the Nets in the playoffs.
One thing about Miami and Milwaukee is they've got consistency with their rosters.
Correct.
And consistency with their head coach.
Correct. They got to show me. They got to show me. So that to me, as we go into All-Star weekend, is that, wow, it's only going to be one net there, James Harden, and he's not having his best season. Having a good season. If you're a stat watcher, James Harden is having a good season.
No.
I watched the game.
No.
He's been pedestrian all year and disinterested.
Anything like he looked in Houston.
People been fighting me on this all year. Like the play of the year to highlight what I'm saying happened against the Pistons. The ball rolls in the backcourt, man. He let the ball roll right to his feet. He don't even take the energy to at least bend over and touch the ball, pick the ball up or nothing. I had never seen that happen. He let Bay pick the ball up and then go dunk it. I couldn't believe that. Bay ran like 15 steps to go get the ball.
Bay couldn't believe it either.
I couldn't believe that. And so, like, the chipping away of the Nets also goes back to the Nets thing. The next thing I also been saying that people felt like it was head scratching. As long as Kyrie a part-time player and James ain't signed long-term, Philly ain't trading Ben Simmons.
Well, I think if other franchises put together an attractive package, they could get it done, but no one's got a package for Ben Simmons.
You can't trade Ben Simmons in any of those packages that you just described. And when you can, I want you to think, name a couple of players in your package when you can. My package, I think I might get James Harden.
Okay, but explain to me how this works. Like a sign and trade? So the Nets are going to bend over backwards to help an in-conference competitor get James Harden.
David, you must not have been paying attention to the landscape of the current NBA. If James Harden says he wants to be with the Nets, the Rockets gonna have to do whatever they can to get him to the Nets. And if James Harden says he wants to be in Philly, same rules apply. Nothing they can do. He can also opt out of his contract at the end of this year.
Mm-hmm.
So to maximize him getting his bread, sounds like a sign and trade, Nets, so y'all can get something in return from me.
If I'm Sean Marks, I'm having a heart-to-heart with Kevin Durant, and I'm saying, I know you love Kyrie Irving, but I do not. So if we're choosing between Kyrie and James, I'm trying to convince Kevin Durant that James is the way to go.
James has already proven by his play. I don't go by what people say at the press conference. The report came out that something I've been saying all year finally came at the bottom of the ticker. And then somebody now goes to ask James Harden about it at a press conference. And he says, if you don't hear from me, I ain't say it. The next four games they lose in a row. He goes right to the press conference and he throws gasoline right on the same fire, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Says, what is wrong with the team? Everything. People got COVID. People got this. People got that. You know?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
He said injuries, COVID, or whatever. We all know what the or whatever is, James. We know what the or whatever is. There's injuries, there's COVID, and there's not getting vaccinated. Might as well just say it.
Or not, or whatever.
Or whatever, yeah. We heard you, James.
Or no.
We know what you mean by the whatever part. And Kyrie does, too.
Yeah. And so, to put a button on this conversation, Lakers, Nets, something that we thought we were going to get for 2 years in a row, not getting it this year.
We're not going to be able to do it. I've also been very patient about the Lakers. I've been very confident about the Lakers. They've got their big three. LeBron James is high IQ, and he can do anything, and he's a superhuman. I'm starting to feel like that's not going to happen either. LeBron James is old, man. He's getting old. He got knee swelling. We don't even know when he's coming back.
Can I give you something from the LeBron James Marketing Machine 101?
Yes.
What are you saying about the Lakers? Continue what you're saying about this year's team and how you're disappointed. How LeBron, just keep going.
No, I'm still confident in the Los Angeles Lakers. When I look at the Western Conference, I would pick the Suns over them in a 7-game series. If AD, LeBron, and Russ are healthy, and Monk's playing well like he is, I would only pick the Suns over them in a 7-game series in the Western Conference.
Are the Lakers winning the West?
No.
Okay.
The Suns are the best team in basketball.
And so since the Lakers aren't winning the West, and the Lakers are currently struggling without LeBron, it isn't a surprise that news that David Jacoby was the first person to say 10 years ago on this program is now starting to surface while he's out. And that news is not only does he want to be in the league when Bronny James arrives, but he wants to play with his son.
I said it years ago.
A la the Griffies, a la the Bonzes in Major League Baseball. Now, y'all make sure y'all give David his flowers because he was the first person to say that. Now, I want to ask you, sir, do you think there's an accident that all of a sudden this news is coming out today?
Question for you, Mr. Rose. Does LeBron James, on his final day playing professional basketball in the NBA, wear a Lakers uniform?
Yes.
I think so, too.
He can't leave L.A.
I don't think he's moving again.
See?
He can be on the Thunder? Like, what are you doing? You
know? So, like, every fan base is different. And to Laker Nation, we won 16 before you. And we going to win 16 after you. If he jump up and bounce, and then he return there, they're going to appreciate his championship. He is the king. He is LeBron James. But I'm talking about legacy-wise and the things that we're going to say about him team hopping based on where he ends up. At that point, I don't think he's going to want to deal with that.
No.
I think he's going to be in L.A., regardless.
We don't need Pat Ewing on the Sonics, Scotty on the Blazers.
Because that's what's going to happen also. That. Because
Iverson on your Pistons. We
can't
need that.
We can't act like just because he leaves a team, that means he's getting younger.
No.
He's getting older. So that means you're going to see a declining player with this next team also.
Well, one thing about him, he's been so durable. You know, he's been so durable during his career. However, last couple of years, missing some games. groin injury 2 years ago, ankle injury last year in a freak play with Solomon Hill, and now this knee swelling thing. Like, this is something that we have to deal with that we've never dealt with before, is LeBron James is dealing with injuries.
I got a stat for you. LeBron James
prepping for the show
has missed more games as a member of the Los Angeles Lakers than at any other point of his career.
Combined. Not just one season. Not just more injured this season. As a Laker, he's missed more games than previously in his entire career.
Correct.
His durability has been amazing. Amazing.
Except the last 3 or 4 years.
And he's getting older. And as an older man myself, body doesn't feel the same.
And rightfully so.
Body doesn't feel the same. Rec League update, Mr. Rose. We had our first game after a two-month break on Wednesday night, and we got waxed by a team that was worse than us. And we look old and slow. And they have an over 39 division in our league. Should we make the leap and play in the old man league?
What league are you in now?
The general Gen Pop.
One more year.
Okay.
How old are you?
I'm 43.
One more. 45.
To 45?
Yeah.
Colt 45?
Yeah.
Okay.
Try to stabilize the body a couple of more years.
So Rihanna and ASAP Rocky power couple announced their pregnancy on
Love
Monday.
That picture. Loved it.
Drake unfollowed both of them on Instagram. What are you doing, Drake? What are you doing? Why you got that face, Jay? I've never seen that face from you before.
Wow.
He's in his feelings. He's a very sensitive man.
Wow.
You know, I'm sensitive too, so I like this from him.
Wow.
See, I wouldn't want to let them know that I care like that. If we're talking about it on Jalen Jacoby, that means they're talking about it. That means everybody's talking about it. Come on, Drake.
But my thing is this. Like, when you're a made man or woman, you got to boss up and keep it moving.
That's what I'm saying.
You really do. Like, if you look at my social media, I didn't make drastic changes. If I made personal changes.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Because, things that happen. And he ain't just find out they were dating. They've been dating, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
So it's okay for us to date, but it ain't okay for us to get pregnant?
Come on, Drake. Come on, Drake. You know the Raptors got no fans, but Drake still gets to go to the games?
I saw him at the game with my guy Masai.
Yeah, no fans, but Drake's still allowed to go to the game with his
big jacket. So literally that day, huh? That day that picture came out?
Yeah, unfollowed him. Also, unfollowing people is petty. Like, it takes effort to unfollow somebody. And the algorithm will give you pictures if you interact or whatever. So, following people, there are certain people that you follow on social media that you never see their posts because the algorithm doesn't give it to you.
Correct.
I looked yesterday. I follow 1,900 people on Twitter. I see 4 people's tweets. you know what I mean? I follow 2,000 people on Twitter?
Exactly.
How do I even do that? Man. Jalen, Rick Ross says he never understood math in school and still doesn't know multiplication. I don't believe him.
Jay once taught us he don't know math, but he knows how to multiply. That's what he's talking about. Talking about dollars and cents. Speaking of that, where the Harriet Tubman 20s?
Where the 20s at?
Jeez.
Our voicemails are fueled by Gatorade. Whatever path you take to greatness, Gatorade is there to fuel it. Greatness starts with a G. Jalen, our producer said that we didn't get a new voicemail yesterday. That's you know what? If you're listening to this podcast, we're disappointed in you. Right now, pick up the phone. What number do you dial?
985-80-JALEN.
Call 985-80-JALEN. Leave us a voicemail. We'll put it on the show just like this.
Jalen and Jacoby, what up, though? It's Luke, exclusive podcast listener, Western Colorado. Shout out to Red Zone.
I can't hear nothing,
baby. Hey, fellas. I got to give a shout to my wife who gave me 3 beautiful, wonderful children. but I am retiring from procreating. And in fact, today is the day that I go in to get the snip. Now, my family's out of town on a little trip, so I'm going to have the place to myself, no kids to lift, and no diapers to change, none of that. What advice do my big uncles have for me as I move on post-operatively? All right? Keep giving the people what they want. Keep getting them checks.
Big shout to Luke in Western Colorado. Luke, Jalen, like myself, he's getting the snip. He's shutting it down. He's shutting it down. He's getting a snip. And not only that, he's got three kids, him and his lovely wife. Shout to Luke's wife. And he's going to have, they're all going out of town. He's staying in town. He's got the house to himself. So, Jalen, he wants advice for his post-op career. And I'll say, Luke, four words. Shoot up the club. Shoot up the club. Shoot up the club, Luke. Shoot up the club, Luke. May the force be with you, Luke.
Judge-free zone, but just since I'm here to get my opinion. Not a supporter of the snip.
I'm getting snipped, dog. I'm getting snipped.
Life happens.
You can undo it or something? No. You get some popsicles, make some popsicles, get snipped
and,
up?
And let me tell you what.
Popsicles are expensive, by the way.
And let me tell you when I realized over all of these years, it got confirmed why I was against the snip.
You're against the snip?
Yes, I'm going to tell you the person and the reason.
Vast difference.
NFL player, former Jet, Antonio Camardi, probably has about 8 or 9 kids, 9 or 10 kids by 6, 7, or 8 women. He said he got snipped.
Didn't stick.
And it did not stick. He had another one. And another one.
Shout out to
Duke and
College.
Another one. And Nick Cannon. And another one. And another one. Hey, fellas, I just got to say this. I just got to say this out loud.
Oh, no.
That's irresponsible.
What's irresponsible?
It's irresponsible.
What's irresponsible?
Having numerous kids by numerous women.
Well.
That's irresponsible.
How do I explain this? There are some.
And numerous. What do you consider numerous? I said that word. So okay. What do you consider numerous?
A couple is two. A few is three. A handful is five. Several is seven. Numerous is 5+.
Yeah.
Numerous is 5+. That's numerous.
Like,
4 is not
like,
numerous.
Like, I'm not here to judge people, but like, if you got
are.
5 baby mamas, like.
Yeah, if there's 5 women that can call or text your phone that have your children, that's
numerous.
Just a lot. That's numerous.
Yeah, that's excessive.
Excessive is another word for it.
Right. And there's exceptions to all of these rules. But what I will say, as the product of one of those situations, it don't feel good. When you don't meet him or when he ain't around. That don't feel good.
Preach. Preach.
And you know what else didn't feel good? When I said I wasn't going to have kids out of wedlock, and I did it.
Twice.
And you know what didn't feel good for them? The times I missed. And the times I wasn't around.
Birthdays.
Because.
Games.
Here's the number one thing.
Thanksgivings.
If you don't live at the same address as your kids, that means you're seeing them part-time.
Yeah.
And if you're seeing them part-time, that right there becomes the space that they miss.
Jalen.
The void.
Joey Jacoby's been gone in Los Angeles for work for 6 days. She gets back tomorrow. The second she walks in the door, guess what's going to happen?
Wild sex in the living room.
No. I'm gone.
It's so boring.
I got 3 kids in the living room,
so
dog.
Boring.
I'm having wild sex in the living room in front of my kids.
Rip her clothes off.
What are you talking about? It's going to be 5 in the afternoon. You got kids around.
Get some on
They're
the
gross.
Futon.
You're gross. I don't got a futon, dog. I graduated from that. You got a futon? I had a futon.
You got another room.
When I was 23, I had a futon that was my couch and my bed. You know that one that you can just like pull up and push down? My couch and my bed. And my apartment was so small that I had to duck underneath the light in the ceiling. Because it was like the ceiling was like 6'6 and I was 6'4. God, I hated that place. We always give people what they want. Weekend podcast exclusive.
Don't get snipped. Don't get snipped.
On J&J.
Don't get snipped.
I'm snipped.
Don't get snipped.
I might get snipped this weekend.
Don't get snipped.
We'll be back on Monday. Why is that, Jalen, Anthony, Rose?
I'm not going to even ask another snip question.
Don't.
We're not done. We're not done. We are not done.
We're getting snipped.